anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you're feeling blessed today. This year, 2020, there has been a global pandemic, and it has concerned many. And now, with children returning to school, many parents are nervous about what their children may bring home. I don't believe in sitting back and hoping everything goes well. The way I deal with these types of situations is to pray and figure out how to keep my immune system strong. I know vitamin C is crucial, but is there more that I can do for my immune system? In my research this week, I ran across a couple of articles that advise that researchers in Quebec and Montreal are hopeful that a drug derived from plants could be important in a cure of infections caused by the novel coronavirus, or COVID. This key supplement is quercetin. It has already proven to be successful in treating Ebola and Zika, and they are now awaiting the approval to send a broad-spectrum antiviral medicine to China, where clinical trials will test it on COVID-19. I don't know about you, but when I heard this, and I know how important supplements are, I'm not waiting to see how the trial works out. I already have a bottle of quercetin in my cabinet, and I take it when my allergies get worse. But now, I take it daily just in case this works with COVID-19. I already push vitamin C since it is vital to the function of leukocytes, also known as white blood cells that fight infections and the overall immune system. I now push both daily until the end of this pandemic. Quercetin is a flavonoid and acts as an antioxidant. Antioxidants can eliminate free radical molecules believed to be involved in cellular damage as we get older. Quercetin is also a senolytic, which means it can get rid of bad cells while helping the old cells. Fortunately, quercetin happens to be the most common flavonoid in our diet, and it's estimated that the average person eats between 10 and 100 milligrams of it daily. It's found in many of the plants and foods that we consume, such as onions, berries, red wine, green tea, and apples. It's also found in our supplements that you may already be taking, such as ginkgo biloba, American elderberry, St. John's wort, and many others. Laboratory studies using quercetin and isoquercetin have shown to inhibit a wide variety of viruses such as SARS-CoV, severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus, which is related to the COVID-19, by the way. The preliminary research shows that quercetin works by preventing viruses from entering the cells and reducing a viral overload. It isn't confirmed whether it is effective in those already infected with the virus, but they are testing this as I write this article today. I began taking it for seasonal allergies, and it has been used for those with rheumatoid arthritis as well, when using doses ranging from 50 to 1,000 milligrams daily. It is important to note that if you are already taking medications, you need to check with your doctor, since this supplement can interact negatively with them, such as statins like Crestar, Lipitor, Provacol, and many others. Don't worry if you don't have this supplement if you eat foods high in quercetin. You are already getting it. Another great vitamin is D. Make sure to get out into the fresh air if possible, just 20 to 30 minutes a day. If you are unable to do so, you can also get vitamin D in foods such as milk and dairy products. Vitamin D aids in reducing the risk of respiratory infections and viruses such as influenza A. Another important ingredient that aids in anti-inflammatory effects and inhibits certain viruses are curcumin and turmeric. Curcumin injections have been shown to protect the lungs from injury and infection, including viral-induced acute respiratory distress syndrome, with the possible ability to reduce inflammatory cytokines and other mechanisms. This does not mean that curcumin or turmeric supplements can prevent or reduce the symptoms of viral infections, but in March of 2020, they began exploring the opportunities to use it in patients with COVID-19. We already understand that this ingredient dramatically increases the body's antioxidant capacity, and that is a strong reason to keep it in your daily diet. In previous articles and podcasts, I gave you a tip with turmeric and curcumin. I advised that you could use a salt shaker and fill one-third with curcumin, one-third with black pepper, and one-third with garlic and or onion. Shake it up well and use just as you would salt or pepper. The black pepper is important when using curcumin or turmeric, because it helps the body absorb these ingredients better. I add garlic or onion just to have the benefits and flavor of these two awesome ingredients as well. Also, in previous podcasts, I discussed how sugar and high fructose corn syrup also affects our body's immune system as well. So if you're concerned about staying healthy, remember that the best way to do so is by eating healthier. For some minerals and vitamins that you may be lacking in your diet, take supplements, but make sure that they are pure. Be sure to do your research so you don't waste money on supplements that aren't helping. But remember, the best way to get it is through our food. Every time we eat junk food, we lower our immune system for the next few hours, and it could be then that you may need that boost the most. It's not a diet we need, it's a lifestyle change. Limit your sugar and processed foods intake. Instead of eating out, prepare meals ahead of time and freeze them so that all you have to do is thaw them out and eat. Instead of snacking on sweets and chips, have veggie and fruit bags ready to go. Lay out fruit baskets and veggie trays throughout the day. Create your own healthy dips, and you can even create dried fruit chips and roll-ups for a change. These are the best ways to fight any infection that is out there, and it doesn't cost you a prescription, a doctor visit, or a hospital stay. To learn more about these supplements and listen to previous podcasts pertaining to this subject, check out the references in our show notes below. Thank you for listening, and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. Anything and Everything with Dorice is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out a few days a week, so come on back. If you have an idea for a topic, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on our social media pages by checking out all links below. Need a good laugh? Subscribe to our YouTube channel, found in the links below, where you can watch our skits, video pods, and listen to our podcast all in one place. See you there. If you would like to support all that we offer, feel free to donate any amount your heart is comfortable with at paypal.me/yuppiestudio, or just click on the link below. Check our show notes below for all references and links mentioned. And as always, we thank you for joining us today. God bless.